Okay, I really want to do a little bit of Shari Gimel Perek Yudalad. Shari Gimel Perek Yudalad, but I want to summarize what we learned and the importance of it. If just create a little bit of a chart in your mind here of, let's start like this. Let's start with Shemos Hashem. You have Yudke Vavke and Elohim. Or more accurately, Yudke Vavke Elohim. Elohim is Gematria HaTeva, easy to remember. Yudke Vavke is Hoya Hoiva Viya. That's not Teva. That's not Teva. Teva, we're bound by time. So the very fact that Hoya Hoiva Viya, I mentioned a couple of days ago, that is a very deep spiritual place of living in the present. Because living in the present means that I'm not considering the future and I'm not considering the past. I'm Yudke Vavke. I'm Hoya Vahoya Yeh, all in one makom over here. So there's something very deep and spiritual. It's not just like, don't worry about the future, don't worry about the past. That's not what we're saying. Something much deeper here of Hoya Vahoya Yeh, I'm Lamala Min Hazman. Lamala Min Hazman. So you have the Yudke Vavke, and have the Elohim, which is Teva. Where we want to get to ultimately is Ata Areso Lodas Ki Hashem Hu Elohim Yud Kei Vav Kei Hu Elohim. That it becomes like one and the same, which I want to explain in a few minutes. How does that happen? It becomes one and the same. But in the meantime, there's two. And the Nefesh HaChaim goes on to say that this is distinction manifests itself in many, many places in life. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's your name? And Hashem said, I spoke to Avraham, to Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shmi Hashem, Shmi Yudke Vavke, Loi Nadati Lam. I never told them that name. Why, you know, but it wasn't necessarily an admonishment. It was just Hashem pointing out for some reason that this is a whole different story you're asking for. You're talking about Yudke Vavke, it's a whole different thing. What's the different thing? The different thing is that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and for that matter, the way Hashem led the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, Hanhaga Nisis, was in a whole different, was in a Madrega of Yudke Vavke, not in a Madrega of Elohim. And nothing to do with Teva. Kriyas Yamsuf has nothing to do with Teva. Yasser Makas have nothing to do with Teva, and Mon has nothing to do with Teva. It's not Teva. Har Sinai has nothing to do with Teva. This whole story, the whole Sefer Shmos, has nothing to do with Teva. Sefer Yoshua has a lot to do with Teva. We came to Eretz Yisrael, we worked the land, basically from the Meraglim on, and that was probably the 274th pshat. And what was wrong with the Meraglim is that they didn't want to make that transition from the Yudke Vavke to Elohim. In fact, I think whatever pshat you're going to say, that's the pshat. Like, that's the Emes pshat. That Eretz Yisrael is a different thing. Moshe Rabbeinu expired. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael in the final analysis, put aside what is chet is, because that also works with the Mei Meriva. But the Pashat of Shad is that Yudke Vavke doesn't belong in the place of Elohim, which is not necessarily a lower level. It's just a different thing. It could be that it's a higher level. Ata Reisa Ladas Ki Yudke Vavke Hu Elohim. In other words, where you want to get to, which we'll explain, is even a higher level. But I just want to take it step by step. What we understand here is that Yudke Vavke created a higher level of Nevuah than any other Navi before or after Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says in the Rambam, so it says clear, and so it says in the Chumash. The Chumash says that when Hashem called Miriam, summoned Miriam and Aaron outside the Ohel Moed, and he said, what are you doing? Like, these psukim are so amazing, we go by them too quickly. What are you talking about, Avdi Moshe? Rashi says, what were they talking? They're talking about Sheparash Mina Isha. He left his beautiful wife, Rashi says. But so does that, like, what's the matter with him? He's going a little bit meshuga, you know? Like, what's going on? And Hashem got upset with them that, you know, the Nevuah that you have, the Nevuah that you're familiar with, the Nevuah that's going to be Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu and all of that, that's b'chaloyim adaber boy. They're talking about in a fuzz, in a chaloyim. Lo ken avdi Moshe, pe'al peh adaber boy. That's not the case with Moshe Rabbeinu. Pe'al peh, Adaber Boy. So let me just dwell on this pasuk because it's like so important. Peh el peh adaber boy. I've spoken to him mouth to mouth. Who speaks to somebody mouth to mouth? In davar kaze, artificial resuscitation, CPR. It's mouth to mouth. Peh el peh. Peh el ozen adaber boy. I spoke straight into his ear. Okay, so obviously it's a mushal, but the mushal is not meduyak. Okay, but that wasn't. That's the pale peh, the CPR, or whatever it was, spiritual CPR. So, but Hashem is saying, I speak to Moshe in a whole different way. How do I speak to him? Pale peh. What does it even mean, pale peh? Also, adaber boy is. If I may suggest, is seems seemingly the wrong word, adaber loy. Speak to him. I speak to him. Pe el oizen adaber loy. That would have been a nice pasuk. Pe el oizen, I spoke straight into his ear. No interference.
Adaber loy.
Adaber loy, I spoke to him. So the pshat is, this is yisoidistic, that all the Nevi'im Hashem spoke to in some form or another in their ear, God whispered into my ear. Maybe us too. Pal peh means nachnuma. The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't exist. Peh el peh, I used your mouth as a utensil to speak to the people. My peh to your peh. No brain in the middle. No processing in the middle. You have how important this is? Right, adaber boy, like he was like this, like a speaker. Like the speaker. This is no b'chira chashus as to, no, I don't like what he's saying, I'm going to say a little bit different, I'm going to explain it differently, I'm going to touch it up differently. It's a speaker. It's an amplification system. So peh, this is a whole different, this is what Hashem told Miriam, this is a whole different madrega. You're not talking, it's not even a madrega in terms of like this, up to down. Madrega, not even that, but peh el peh adaber is all different signon of nevuah. I'll tell you something that the Gemara says, ein shnei nevi'im misnavnim besignon echad. Right? Familiar with the Gemara? Gemara Megillah, Gemara in Sanhedrin, that you could have two nevi'im like the treyaser, let's say. So basically, they said the same thing over and over again, yet each one has a chiddush. In fact, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, they all spoke same, you know, the Devim tell us. So what's the, every Navi though has a signoin acher. A different way of saying it. Ein shnei Navim misnavnim besignoin echad. That's a klal in the Gemara. So it means to say like this. Let's say Rabbi Yitzchak is a Navi, and let's say Rabbi Moshe is a Navi, and you both get a Nevuah Hashem Echad. You both get the same Nevuah. You're going to say it one way, you're going to say it another way. Why? Because one's going through your life experience, one's going through your mind, one's going through your heart, one's going through who you are, Hashem made you very unique, and one's going through yours. So, as it comes out, the Nevuah, two different Nevuahs, two different signonot. Signonim? Signonot. Thank you. So, ein shnei Nevi'im misnavnim besignon. If Lu Yitzur, was like a chiddush here, Lu Yitzur, there would be two Moshe Rabbeinus. Be the same thing. If there were two people on that madrega to get the Nevuah, it would be the same thing. Why? Because it's empty. There is no Moshe Rabbeinu here. You can have 50. It doesn't make any difference because the whole halacha of Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnavim B'Signon Echad doesn't apply to Moshe Rabbeinu because there's no Signon. It's not about his experiences and it's not about that he grew up in Mitzrayim. And by the way, like Apokarsim love to talk this way. They love to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu was a victim in Mitzrayim and that's why he took people out of slavery. So L'Aniach is true. It has nothing to do, even if it would be true, it has nothing to do with his Nevuah. The Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was his Madrega of Shem Yud Kei Vavke. And the Madrega of Shem Yud Kei Vavke means that not only was otherworldly, he was completely. So Peh, Hashem's Peh, was using my Peh to speak. And this Chazal say, Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi, Shem Moshe, that Hashem spoke through And that's the pshat, probably, peh el peh adaber boy, and not loy. Because boy means I spoke in him. His whole mahus became the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashen kein, every other Navi, Mashen kein, even Aaron and Miriam, they were Nevi'im. But loy kein avdi Moshe, peh el peh adaber boy. So that's nothing to do with this world and processing and how do you process and... you know, when we dream at night, it's not necessarily a nevuah, but when we wake up in the morning, whether it's a nevuah or not a nevuah, like depending, but when we wake up in the morning, it's metushtash. So all the nevi'im, b'chaloy madaber boy, there was a tishtush. And the tishtush, it wasn't just a higher level of nevuah, a lower level of nevuah. The tishtush was that it needed interpretation. When you have a dream, you need hatavas chaloy. Somebody, you gotta have to go to some chacham who's gonna tell you what the dream means or make it up. But somebody has to teach it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't require any teach. Now, what's the importance of this? The importance is philosophical, because it had to be. In order for Torah to be emes, there's only one emes. You can't have five people staying on Har Sinai and saying, well, I think Hashem meant this, and I think Hashem meant that, and this is how you interpret it, and that's how you interpret it. This will not work. This will not be Torah's emes. If Hashem is going to do this one-time deal of giving the Torah to the world, it has to be with somebody that has no subjectivity at all. It can't be a signon of nevuah. Emes? Right.
What's the question?
Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked to see Hashem, so Hashem didn't let him. Layirani Adam is koydai. Layirani Adam is koydai. Lay b'chai. So the Zohar says he was saying, "Give me the madrega of a mace." Mace can see Hashem. It's chiddush, right? A mace can see Hashem. A chai can't. I'm like a mace. I'm already like I have no goof. I have nothing. Why can't I see Hashem? So Hashem told me he's still alive. Well, you're on the Adam v'chai. But he was just there at the tipping point between Adam v'malach, Adam v'mace. Is it at a point where his goof was not, and that's the pshat nachnu ma. That's the ma. Nachnu ma. Avraham Avinu said, "Anoichi Ofer ve'Efer," which relates to the Gashmis of the situation on some level, greatly humble. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a different madrega. I'm not even Ofer ve'Efer. Nachnu ma. Ma. It doesn't mean I'm a garnished. It means that I'm not here. This nevuah has nothing to do with me. Somebody had to be b'madrega. So somebody, he's waiting for somebody to be b'madrega. I believe so. I want to tell you something else while I'm here. That famously, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was darish tilai tilim shal halacha al kol tag v'tag. Rabbi Akiva was darshening more Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu had a chalisha zadas. How could he know more than me? So I know the answer. How can you know more? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was just, not just, I mean, he was a conduit. So now Rabbi Akiva is an end user, and he's taking exactly what Hashem meant to do. He's taking the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which came down in a pipeline from Shemaim directly with no subjectivity at all, and he's darshaning.
Is it Malchus?
I'm going to get to Malchus. But it's Rabbi Kiva says, okay, so this all comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, I'm Seder. What he was afraid, apparently, what Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of was, you know, why is he making stuff up? I never heard this. Why is he making it up? So the answer is, he's taking halacha l'mayshim sinai, what came down the pure Torah, and he's being mafabel in it, which is exactly what we're meant to do in Torah Shebaal Peh. But the kasha epsich nishdan, like, you know, if somebody reads this, like, how could Rabbi Akiva know more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Like, how could we? It's not a kasha, because it's a paradigm shift from what Moshe Rabbeinu was giving to what Rabbi Akiva was getting.
How do you understand the first two Sirat HaDivrot was from Hashem?
Excellent question. Like, what was that? But so what did Korach say?
We all
heard on Oshia Hashem and Har Sinai, you know, Vos bis du besser. So that's one answer. According to the Shita that we only heard two. That's not so pashut either. What was Korach saying? That I could even, like, L'chora there at Har, I say the answer is different, not the other eight. L'chora, we all reach this point of Nachnuma. Otherwise, we wouldn't have heard the voice of Hashem, Mamish. But the answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu is B'chol Beis Yinemanu. It's not just the other eight, the other life, the whole rest of his life in the Ohel Moed. How can you compare a one-time holy experience to somebody who's an Eved Hashem, like this, Vayomas Moshe, Eved Hashem. Eved, lace. Okay. Where I think this gets to, and I want to tell you something fascinating here, but where this gets to is, like Rabbi Yitzchak said, Malchus. So in the Tree of Life, there is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisrael, Malchus. We have to make all these charts in your mind, but where's Moshe Rabbeinu on this chart? Netzach. Aaron was Hod. Yosef was Yisrael, if you go think of the Ushpizen. Malchus, David, Malchus, Mashiach. David was Malchus, Mashiach. David, Malchus, Mashiach. That's where the Malchus is. Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu Malchus?
Because he was up there.
He was up there.
It didn't hit the ground.
Right. It didn't hit the ground, and it didn't grow from the ground. So Rabbi Kiva was, as you say, a bechina of Malchus. So Malchus, now here's what's interesting. Malchus is leisle migarmei klum. Means?
It has nothing of its own.
It's reflective. It's receptive.
Kind of.
So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was leisle migarmei klum. So what does it mean that Malchus, I should say, Netzach leisle migarmei klum? Everybody heard Akasha?
Mm-hmm. Reflected back up.
Malchus is also. Malchus also supposed to turn everything.
Say it.
Malchus is not just a conduit. Malchus is a place of growth and expansion.
Rabbi Kiva did. So Ata Aresa Ladas. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoin Muvhadoi. Hashem is not Malchus yet. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is not Malchus. Elokim is Malchus. So Elokim, this is ironic, because Elokim is Kilu Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, it's the Madrega of the Avos of Rabbi Kiva of Torah Shebaal Peh. But that's Malchus, because it's not Malchus until you've taken all of the Gashmias and transformed it. So you could do this two ways. Here, Hashem Peh El Peh Adaber Boy. He is somehow or another, Hashem is speaking with him. I don't mean with him, but with him, with using him. That's one thing. But that's up here in the Keser. That goes down to Netzach, because it has to be Nitzchias. But where it went to was the place of Malchus. Malchus is where we are, where we're taking the Devar Hashem, we're saying there is no, here you get the irony, I just want to, there is no Gashmias in the world of Gashmias. Where Moshe Rabbeinu lived, there was no Gashmias. Girish Minesha. It's talking of Gashmias, complete bittul. And that's what Aaron and Miriam didn't understand. Where we need to get to where Mashiach is not that place. Where Mashiach has to get to is a transformation of all of the Gashmias, Dafka, all of the Gashmias, and turning it into the same Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see, when you hear that? It's a different place. Ata Aresa Lodas, Ki Hashem, Hu Elokim. And where do we say Eid Milvada? Here or there? See, it can't be. That's right. You see, the whole Nefesh HaChaim, the whole Shita here in Parag Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, is the school of Yud Aleph, the school of Nifla to be Mespainen in Einoid Movadai. Then he goes through a whole Aricha saying that only Moshe Rabbeinu got there, it'll never happen again. So what's the school of Nifla? So he speaks about this before Shin Yud Aleph. But the point is, we're not meant to get there like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Ham Navi B'Yisrael Kamoshe. Asher Diberi Mashem Peh El Peh. Ponim el ponim. It's a different thing. But what we can do is the Einoid Movado here. That everything that's around me, all the touch and feel that's around me, that gufa becomes ruchnius.
When you say a bracha ta yudke vavke, but we don't say it.
Oh, so it's a kri, right? what's in it for us here? What it means is that what he's telling, this is such a beautiful Chiddush and how to live, because what he's saying is, we're not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, that signon. We'll have dafka our own signon. Everybody has their own saying. Chokenu b'sarisav, ein shnei neviim nistavim b'signon echad. But the signon gufa will be elikus. The signon gufa will be elikus. So there, it's even a stronger deher. So it was say in. What do we say in Kedusha? Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Hu Mashiyeinu. That's past. V'hu Yashmiyeinu. That's future. You're saying this looks far. V'hu Yashmiyeinu B'racham of Shenis, right? Le'enei Kochai, what's that talking about? Another Gilui. Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Mashiyeinu. Hu Yashmiyeinu is that one more time he will be Mashmiya, he will speak to us again. Shenis, Beracham of Shenis. Shenis, what was the first time? Har Sinai. So there's going to be another Maim at Har Sinai. With a new Torah? No. But with this Gilui, it's going to happen again through Mashiach. Hu Yashmiyeinu Beracham of Shenis, Le'enei Kochai. Next. Right, Gevaldik. So in other words, this time, here's the difference between the first Mashmiya and the second Mashmiya. The first Mashmiya was a Mashmiya of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was completely otherworldly, Bibchinas Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the second Mashmiya, Hu Yashmiyeinu Shenis, and this time it's going to be Le'enei Kochai. It's a second Har Sinai Kilu, not in terms of mitzvahs, in terms of Giloi, but this time it's going to be Liyos Lachem Leilakim. Beautiful. Beautiful what we say in Kedusha. And then in Nusach Sfar, to go further with the idea. No, hey, go out to Yeschem Achris Kirashis Liyos Lachem Leilakim.
So why does it add to...
Well, because we talk about the Gula. Hang go out to... The Gula is a Giloi.
So how is it Meduyak in the Kedusha that the first time wasn't Elokim, it was
Elokeinu. Why? Huh? Shema Yisrael Hashem starts for earlier.
Okay.
Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.
We're comparing the two Giluvim.
Right, starts off with Hashem Echad.
Is there a Yudke Vavke in the Hu Elokeinu?
Hashem Elokeinu. Shema Yisrael Yudke Vavke Elokeinu. That is the title of the... That's what you say aloud. That's the main thing. So now we're saying a little bit of a history. Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Mashiyeinu, Hu Yashmiyeinu Shenis. Again, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu.
It'll be
Elokeinu. Which is even a higher Madrega, because Elokus is Malchus. So Elokus is Malchus is Leislei Megar Meklum.
Is Achris Gracious, we don't say it in Ashkenaz. Is that because Achris Gracious has different Ashmas?
I don't know.
So the Shema.
Why don't we say it?
It's the same. It's the same level of yielding. Sounds like.
Right. So I mean, if I was writing it, I wouldn't say it.
So the Shema at the beginning.
It's not Acher's Kriyas. It's a different thing, but you know.
So the Shema at the beginning is kind of like what.
Koteret.
That's the conclusion, and then kind of.
Well, it's the title.
That's the theme.
The thing, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So now we're now Pirush. It's Shabbos. We have time. Hu Elokeinu Hu Avinu Malkeinu Hashem. Hu Yashmeinu Sheni Sleinik Beracham of Sheni. The Sukhsvar is also another knepes there. Hu Yashmeinu Beracham of Sheni. Ashkenaz, we don't say that. So was Rachamim have to do with this? Was Rachamim have to do with this? So I heard once that the Geula might not come because of the word tzaddikim, right? The Gemara says Kula Zakai Kula Chayv. It could become like it's gewaldic to think that when Chazal said Ein Ben David Ba Ad Shenapach Mishapach, according to a different lashon, Kol Amem Shala Laminos. I don't even know. I don't know what they were thinking. What did the Wilka Ezeb Amshala in the Ezeb Amshala 2,000 years ago? Romans, what were they talking about? Half of a fella, no? Some minority government, unity government. Like, no. Kol Amem Shala Laminos. Like the whole thing is going to become Minos. What does Midos mean? Keep Torah out of this. Keep anything to do with from Jews out of this. Who would think we'd be, Charedim, Dati Lumi? Doesn't make any difference. You believe in God, you're out. Like I'm not a politician, but I'm just saying it's a pella, the Nevu of Chazal. So Ad Kedekach, like you say, Baruch Hashem. So Hu Yashmienu, like to come to this Zman of Ben David Ba, needs Rachamim. We're in a time that you need Rachamim Gedolim. So somehow Nusach Svar got it. Hu Yashmienu Berachamov Shenis. That this one is not necessarily as Mamish Rachamim. You need Mamish Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But at the end, the result will be the same of Liyos Lechem Lelekim. Okay. Let me.
The mina
Masholet now?
They show it because there's no malchus. So that's and the fact of malchus, the fact that they show it.
Isn't it a pella to you? I'm not a political person at all, but isn't it like a pella that here we are in Eretz Yisrael, after all of these generations, and we're here in Eretz Yisrael, we struggled for Eretz Yisrael, and to call it a Michigan and Messianics. Yes. Gamani b'tocham. What's the Michigan and Messianics? Like, what, it just doesn't make any sense. What are you doing here? So go to Portugal. What are you doing here? This is, all of this, these wars and the Mesiras Nefesh and everything was just, this has to be civilized. Okay. Stop me here. Let me go. Paladin. Let me cover one more. I have a couple more minutes. Let me cover one more Nakuda here. And let's go back to plan. The best thing is, this is the Nefesh HaChaim. Let me just read you one line here in Perek Yud Daled. We're not exactly here, but it just touches up everything we just said. B'lchein Amru, Perek Yud Daled, the middle. B'lchein Amru, B'tana Devei Eliyahu, Chayav Adam Loimar, Masai Yagiu, Masai, Lamaisei Avoisai, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. Right? We're familiar. Person has to ask themselves regularly, why aren't I acting like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? That's why we get all these stories here of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all these parshiyos. V'loi Amru, it doesn't say that a person should say, Lamaisai Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. It doesn't say that. Why not? So he says that the pshat is, Amnam im kol ze roi l'cho yirei Hashem amiti, shal kol panem beis amdei lispalol yivatol b'toyer levavei kvi yichol tov asagasei. Because we can't act like, we can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't do it. We can't a whole day be Moshe Rabbeinu with complete bittul amitzius. But at least, he says, this is the chiddush of Nefesh HaChaim, at least when we're standing to daven Shemoneh Esrei, standing to daven, at least during those couple of minutes, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Yivatel b'toyer levavei kefi yecholtei v'hasagasei. Kol ha'koyche sheba'olam kol koycheise. This we can do for a couple of minutes during Shemoneh Esrei. We can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's saying, let me be medayik further. Masai yagia maisai. L'maisa avoisai. That's the world of maisa. Machshava? We can get there here and there. We could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So maisai, like Avram Avinu, like we could get to the avos. Anochi afer ve'efer. We can't become anov mikol adam. Not practical, it's not real to live in the world of yudke vavke. Chiddush, but in times of davening, you can. Yivatel b'toyer levavei kvi yecholtei v'asagasei kol ha'koichei sheba'olam b'chol koichosav ki'ilu ein shum metzius ba'olam klal u'listabek b'libay rak bo'y yisbarach adon yachid baruch hu. So let's do that. Yeah, that's good. I have an eight. If you can't do it, hold the avening, because we're all a little bit ADD. So during the avos. The avos. I was reading, there's a beautiful but hard sefer from Rav Dov Cook, Shlita, from Tveria on Tzfila. But he describes, after talking about a lot of Kabbalah, he describes how walking into Shemoneh, like there's an Or Makif and there's an Or Pnimi, yeah? So there's like Hashem created the world, there's an Or, and then there's an Or Pnimi that goes through the world. So he said walking, just meditate on this for a moment. Walking into Shemoneh Esrei is walking into the Or Pnimi. Like imagine you're walking into a spotlight. And this Or is the Or Hashem. And for this, how long does it take to say the Avos? A moment, 2 moments. For this 60 seconds, and if you can for the whole Shemoneh Esrei, I'm just Or Hashem. Like there's no me. You can get to the Madrega, that's what he's telling you. You get to the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, where there's complete, he's spotless. And then after that, you get into Slachlan, Rifa'enu, give me money, give me das. That's all Elikim. But Hashem, who Elikim? But the Hashem, we can come, even though we're saying Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov, we can come to the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu during this time. So it's a Mamish kid, I mean, like we're serious people. That's why you're here. So the seriousness of Shemoneh Esrei is to stand in that Or. Just imagine you're standing in that Or and complete Bittul Ayesh, standing in the Or, and just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'chinas Elokim Einoin Movadei. The Einoin Movadei. Hashem Hu Elokim Einoin Movadei. And that's the theme of Shemoneh Esrei, is Einoin Movadei. And the Matan Schar is that when a person is mevatel all the metzias, so then all the metzias becomes batel, and then you have no limitations in anything. So whatever you need, you know, it's a tricky deal, because, you know, let's say you need a lot of money, so you do need a lot of money. So the way to do it is put the money on the side. Why?
It's ironic.
So what's the lumdus? The lumdus is hamalchus shalchahi. Not off of Pekin. Give me a lot of money because, like Moshe Rabbeinu would say, give me a loud voice because I'm your voice. And I'm saying, give me money because I want to build the world. Very good. So it's yes, it's ironic, but it's not a stira, because the there's no stira, because what I'm doing, like the more I don't get, the more I get. The more I don't want, the more I get. So what my avoida here is not, well, please God, give me money. I really need money. I want money. I want to be a millionaire. Give me money. That's not the point. The point is I want to be mevatel. You're giving money to some people, right? Here's the way I see it. You're giving money out. Like people have money. There's lots of money in this world. So you're giving money out. So here I am willing to be mamash a pipeline for HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world to spend that money. And I don't, maybe I'll take some for myself because I need to be able to also live. But the thing is that I'm here to give money or seichel or whatever it is you want to spread. Whatever it is you want to spread, it's by being mevatel one's personal wantings, ritzoinoi, as you correctly say, l'ritzoinoi, l'ritzoincha, l'ritzoinoi, so the ratzon Hashem, that's all I want. Now you ask yourself, well, if I'm not doing this for me, why am I davening? Because we're avdei Hashem. That's the seriousness. But the skula niflah is that the Metzius is everything will happen for you. By the way, it's baduk ha-manusa. But the thing is that, like, it has to be, like, this is 1 minute of lishma. It's a lishma minute, and it's very tricky. It's a very tricky moment. But it's that's the exercise of getting, like Moshe Rabbeinu, yud kei vav kei. Yeah?
What's the message to Klal Yisrael in Echi Asher Echei Shalachati? Saying that's basically Yud Kei Vav Kei. And what is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael? What are they supposed to understand from that?
This is what you should tell them. Well, Echei is different than Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah.
Is that above time? Echi Asher Echei.
It's partially Yud Kei Vav. It's Vav, Yud, Vav, Hey. Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. So you have Hey, Vav, Hey. With an aleph, so okay, we're going to talk about that. Let me just 5 minutes. I just want to start, finish another thing we're talking about. Let's say you're getting to either the higher or lower madriga, however you want to look at it, of Elikim. So now, and this is part of what we learned, that there's this issue of like battling with the ra. Now. Let's get it clear in our minds. If you're up here, there ain't no ra. If you're down here in Malchus, there's vayter no ra. Like when Mashiach comes. The difference is here, you're taking the Gashmius with you, and here you're not. Right? Am I clear? Now, what does it mean to deal with the ra? So to deal with the ra, he said before, the Nefesh HaChaim said before in Perek Yud Aleph, that mazalos. Remember we learned mazalos means teva, like mazalos, the constellation, right? So we say mazal tov. Right? We talk about mazalos. We believe in mazalos. Otherwise, we wouldn't say mazal tov. So if we believe in mazalos, mazalos is teva. So let's take the word. My constellation, my stars, and turn it into my nature. But literally, my nature. So let's say my nature is to be, like Avraham Avinu said, my nature is not to have children. I don't mean my nature, I don't want to have children. But naturally, I can't have children. According to Mother Nature, I can't have children. So say mitz tagnina shulcha means, okay, einon movadoi. Here's your exercise. Be Moshe Rabbeinu for a minute and go above the stars. Maybe not going that high as Moshe Rabbeinu, but go above the stars, go against what's natural, and you'll have children. Say mi tzagnino shulcha. We said the tzei is 91. Amen. The shiluv of the shemois. Shem. Elokeinu, yeah? Shiluv of shemois. Adnus Yudke Vavke, which you see in the Svardi Sidurim, you know that whole thing. So that's 91. So whenever you see 91, we're saying Hashem Hu Elokim, Yudke Vavke Hu Elokim. Yeah, Yudke Vavke and Elokim is Hashem Elokeinu. So I want to talk about the Ra. So the Gra says very famously, but I just want to look at it with a new light. The Vilna Gaon and the Evan Shleimer is brought in the Evan Shleimer. And he says, Perek Aleph Zion. Af me, shetivoy ra. Okay, let's say my nature is bad, evil. I want to get away from the next 5 minutes. I want to stop calling the Yetzer Hara the evil inclination. I hate the word. Evil. Huh? What does ra mean? What does Ra mean? Yotzer Or, Bari Choshech, Oseh Shalom, Bari Ra. Evil? It's a...
Could be in the front.
Could be, yeah. So, Avni Shetivai Ra, Lo Yelech Neged Ateva Lagamri. Well-known Gra. Ki Lo Yiskayim Biyadai. Don't go against your Teva, because it's not going to work. That's why. Rak Tzorech Li Yischanech Lelech Baderech HaYashar Al Pitivai. You have to do chinuch on yourself to go according to your teva, but b'derech hayasher. Lamashal, mishenoylad b'mazel madim. This is a gemara. If somebody is born an angry person, this is your stars. You're an angry person. Mazel madim. Muchrach liyashofech dam. Period. Sof pasuk. You're going to be a shofech dam. It's my mazel. I'm going to be a shofech dam. I, Avraham Avinu, went out of his mazel. Hard to count on that. Hard to, right? I know it'll be other. So, what do you do? I'm a shofech dam. I was born that way. Nurture nature. So says the Gemara, Az yesh biyadai, but listen how he says it. Az yesh biyadai lehischanech, so you need to go to school. Chinuch. Liyais shoychet, shehu beinoni, this the Gemara doesn't say. You could take your shvichas dam in Yetzirah, and become a shoychet. Oy moyol shu tzaddik. Interesting. So shoychet's a benoni, a moyol's a tzaddik. Either way, you're being shoychet, right? But loy liyos listim, but don't go to the default position of being a criminal. Zeshekasuv, this is what the pasuk means. Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi ki gam ki yaskin la yasir mimeno. So, It's a very, very important chiddush here, because you know, everybody says, like every school stationery, like chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi. So I don't know why they say it, because they don't do it. But what do they mean even? What they mean is, like, if they're writing in English, they would say we give each child individualized education, which they don't. It's ridiculous. It's not practical to give children individualized registers. That's why I don't know why they even say it. But what does it mean? What everybody says it means, what the normal explanation for it is, that, like, look, we're going to play to your strengths. If you have a good memory, we're going to have you memorize a lot of stuff. If you have a good analytical mind, we'll make you, if you're good with your hands, you build a desk. Right? That's the regular shot in Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darko. Let's figure out what your derech is. Let's take an aptitude test, figure out what your derech is, and then we'll give you the appropriate chinuch, which is maybe into some kind of Montessori situation as possible, but Pashtus is, you can't do it in school, that's for sure. According to the Gra, and the longer version is in Mishlei Chav Beis Vav, that's not what it means altogether. Listen to the subtle difference. What it means is to you find out what your challenge is. And chinuch is to work out that challenge should work as a tzaddik and not as a listim. So a kid is likes to break things. So you got the job in a mechanech, not work to his strengths, work to his weaknesses, work to his challenges. It's a whole different nekuda that the Gra is saying over here. But what he's right, whatever. He's born in Mazel Madim, so Mazel means his teva. It's a rough teva. So now, this is our challenge. This is not negative, by the way. This is extremely positive. It means to say that all these challenges are ways to be tzaddikim. So, but it becomes the Rebbe's, or the parents' task to find the Mazel, touch up the Mazel of the kid, and now make a program where the child is going to be working l'tayf. Become a moil, or at least a shoychet, but preferably not a criminal, not a listim. It's completely different. For instance, just to say, and I'd like to be marach on this, but now we're out of time. It's completely opposite, for instance, of what the Pia Setzner says in the Choyves HaTalmid. Exactly opposite, complete machloikas, the dati. Because there he says, Chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi, find the neshama. See what's good, and play to the good. Every neshama is different. And here he's saying that, no, find the challenge, the mazel, which was here, and work with that mazel. That's what the chinuch is for. Neshama will work on in finishing school. But right now, it's a neshama. So you have a shtickle machlekes over here, but Basov, we should look at this more, it's an important grub, but what's extremely important here is Im Kain, Yetzer Hara is not evil. It's a challenge. Like who said Ra is, was that that's what the word means, that that is evil. So if I have a Yetzer, look, we don't have to go to school, just figure ourselves out here. If I have like an inclination to something, so let's stop calling it an evil inclination, let's call it a challenge. Whether it's us, whether it's our children, our talmidim, whatever. So I have a challenge. So now, how is that challenged? So that's chinuch. That's the chiyuv of chinuch. Whoever's doing it is doing it. If you can't do chinuch, don't become a rabbi or a parent. But the job of chinuch is to find the challenge and work with it and turn it into a tzaddik. So all these things. So ra means like the mazel energy that I have, which we all have. Okay. We'll leave it with that.
Where's the source in the image
from? Where does he get it from? Or?
No,
Aleph. That's in Mishlei. No, one second. The Evan Shlema is a likut of Gra from all over the place. So this is Perek Aleph, chapter, paragraph Zion. But it comes from, he brings on the side here, from Mishlei, where it says the Pasuk, Chaf Beis Vav, which is even better. We should learn it even more.